Okay, today is March 7th, and this is Biblical Hebrew class with Lida Hill. Let's all stand and let's do the Shema. And I will shut the door.
Thank you, Jerry. Don't shut it all the way because some people might come. Thank you for that.
All right, let's face Kedem. Kedem is east. Okay? Ready? Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Malchuto, Leolam. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be His glorious name, whose kingdom is forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Let me introduce a very special song. This song is sung in Israel every Erev Shabbat. What is Erev Shabbat? What day is that?
Friday evening.
Okay, Shabbat is the seventh day. Okay, so that is exactly. All right, let's hear this. Can you hear? Pretty good. Shalom Aleichem. Evelyn's favorite. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Hasharet, Malachei Elyon, Mimelech. Mimelech, Malachei Hamlachim Hakadosh, Shalom. Bo'achem l'shalom, malachei ha'shalom, malachei elyon. Mi melech, malachei hamlachim, hakadosh baruch hu. Barchuni l'shalom, malachei ha'shalom. Yeah. Blessed is he. Hakadosh. Ha is the article.
The
in English. Kadosh. Holy. Baruch. Blessed. Who?
He.
Is he.
Here we go.
Who is the pronoun he? Third person singular. Okay. He is the pronoun she. Third person feminine singular. Start not getting confused already. Okay. Who is he?
He is she.
Okay, and me is who? All right, welcome to Hebrew. Okay, so this is a beautiful song sung by the families in Israel before they, right after lighting the Shabbat candles and before eating their Shabbat meals. There's a story in it, but I'm not going to go tell you that yet. It's a long story.
What's the name of the song again?
Shalom Alechem.
Shalom.
Shalom Alechem. What is Shalom?
Peace.
Okay. Alechem is upon you. Okay. So, chem there, the suffix chem is second person plural. So I'm going to say to you, Shalom Alechem, because there's so many of you. Shalom Alechem. Now you say to me, I am an only one and I'm female, you say, Shalom Alayich. Alayich to me. Now, we're going to say, Shalom Alecha to Bob. Because Alecha is to you, masculine, singular, second person. Okay? Alecha, alayich, alechem, alehem, third person. So we're going to talk about that in the future. But let me ask Bob to open us up in prayer, please.
Thank you, Father, for what an awesome God you are.
Yes.
How you can love the unlovely like us. We're just staggered and thank you so much, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
And God, we pray as we open class tonight that you would be with Lita as she leads us. Give her the words to say. Help us in our understanding. We ask wisdom from you that we might learn more as to how to read your word and interpret it. Thank you, God, for what you're going to do in our lives tonight, we pray.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, I have a treat for you guys. Yeah. Let's see what that treat is. And the person who requested this is not here. He asked me to explain about theophoric names. Theo is God in
Greek.
Very good. Phoric, phoros, form. Okay. These are the names formed when you put the name of God. When you put not necessarily a name of God, but also his, when you refer to him, like Elohim, he is God. Okay. Or Father, we call him Father.
There you go. This is the proper name of God of Israel. And we all know that. That is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Do we pronounce it? No. We just say
Adonai.
Adonai or Hashem. Very good. Hashem, the name. Okay, so most of the time, most of the names, Israeli names, they use a portion, a part of this name to add to a certain word. Okay, let's take a look at that. Now, that's the name of God, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, and sometimes you see it written as Yah. Okay, the middle one is Yah. And you hear the A sound, okay? So what vowel should I put here?
A.
Okay, the A. The A. So that's Yah. Now also, the other ones there, three letters, that's Yod, He, and
Vav.
Now it is Yahoo, okay? Not the internet at yahoo.com, no. This is... Okay, the last three, the first three letters of the name.
Hi.
All right, right here. Yod, Hey, Vav. Yod, Hey, Vav, that is Yah, okay? Yahoo. So, let's find out other names, other reference. Elohim. Okay? And this is very, you know... you're very familiar with Elohim because in Genesis 1:1 it says Bereshit bara Elohim. So Elohim created the whole world. Okay, he was the creator. Now we also call him El. Okay, you see the first two letters? Okay, here. First two letters. Okay, this is the plural form and this is the singular form. And we also refer to him as, okay, in English, we call him God, El. Now, we also refer to him as Abba, or Abba. Abba. Abba actually is Aramaic, okay? Ab is father, Abba. Abba is very common in Israel because little boys and girls say, Abba, Abba, wait for me. Daddy, Daddy, wait for me. You will seldom hear Ab. Ab, I'm here. Father, no, Abba. Okay? And so, let's take a look at this. Now we have the vowel points. Thank you, Lord. Now we can read. Can we read this? Okay, this is a vocal Shaba. So you pronounce it, yeah. Okay? And then this is?
Yeah.
Ho. Na. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Yehonatan. Okay, so let's take a look. Yehonatan, you will see there. Uh-oh, there's three letters from God's name. Okay, right there. And from the, you know, the first three letters. So Yehonatan has God's initials there. And so there's an additional word there, which is Natan. Natan means he has given. All right. So the word, the name Jonathan, Yehonatan, means the Lord has given. Now, let's reverse this. Let's say the word Natan first. Okay. Natan Yahu. Who is Natan Yahu?
Oh.
Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu is the reverse of Yehonatan. It's the same meaning. They only reversed it. Okay? Benjamin Netanyahu. That's it. That's his name. Just reverse it. Okay? I'm not going to reverse it for you. You see it?
Yes.
Got it? So Jonathan, Yehonatan, and Netanyahu, same thing. Same meaning. God or the Lord. Okay? In red. The Lord has given. Let's read this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yehoshua. Aha. Who is Yehoshua?
Joshua.
And this is another variation of Jesus' name. Okay. So, what do we see in this name? Huh? Let's take a look. There you go. The first three letters. Yeho is from Yod He Vav. Okay. And the letters Yod, Shin, you got?
Ayin.
Yod, Shin, and Ayin. These are the root letters, which means to deliver or to save. Okay, so let's take a look. There you go. Deliverance. So if you add this, and there's going to be a variation here. See, you do not see the Yod anymore.
Yod.
Okay, because the Yod is a very weak consonant, so it drops. All right.
Because it's quiescent.
It's not quiescent. It's just there are a lot of letters. There are a few letters, not a lot. A few letters. You will notice this in the future. That because they are very weak, we just drop it. Like the letter He, the letter Nun, the letter Yod, He, and sometimes Aleph. It's dropped because they're weak. Okay, so this Shin and Ayin and the missing Yehud, okay, means deliverance. So the Yehoshua means the Lord.
Deliverance.
The Lord is salvation. Okay, Yehoshua. Or the Lord is deliverance. There is the root letter for salvation. Okay, here we go. Yehoshua, the Lord is salvation. There's another variation of his name, Yeshua. Uh-huh. This is from, you still see the, you see the Yod, the Shin, and the Ayin, right here.
Salvation.
Okay. So here we go. So the Lord is salvation or deliverance. Yeshua.
Wow.
Now, here's the name of the Lord again in red. And we have two names that I want you to read. Ready?
Yir.
Yir.
Mer.
Ya.
Who?
Who? Yer. Yirmeyahu. Okay, what do you notice that in this name? We have the Yod, He, and the Vav. Okay, so let's take a look. What is Yirmeyahu?
Jeremiah.
Very good. And what does it mean? Okay, there's God's name, God, and the word, the letters Resh and Mem means to exalt. Okay, so the name Jeremiah means the Lord exalts. That's the green, the resh and the mem has something to do with exalting. All right, so are you getting the idea?
Yes.
Is this a good treat?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, let's read the next name. Let's read it.
Yeshayahu.
Oh, look at that. You remember this and this and this earlier? Has something to do with deliverance? All right. And we have the Yod Hey Vav Hey. So, Yeshayahu. This is the reverse of Yehoshua. Just like Yehonatan and Netanyahu. You see, they're very flexible. Okay, so that's Isaiah. Okay, again, there's the root, Yasha. Yod, Shin, Ayin has something to do with deliverance or salvation. They're the two babies. Okay. All right, so let's read this. Ready? That is let's syllabify. Ari-el. Now, I mentioned earlier that God's name you know, we refer to him as Elohim and El. Do you see El in this name?
Yes.
Very good. From Elohim, we have the El. There you go. Now, let's find out what this Ari is.
Lion.
Ari is lion. So Ariel, if you have a friend or a son or daughter named Ariel, because it can be a daughter or son, it means what?
Lion
of God.
My daughter's name is close to that.
Arelis.
Which Arelis is lion, another version of Lion of God.
Uh-huh. Yes. Kahilat Ariel, where we go to the synagogue. Okay, Lion of God. Kahilat means the assembly. The assembly of the Lion of God. Okay, so let's read the next word in purple.
Daniel.
All right. Where's Daniel? Oh, he quit coming. Okay. So what word is attached to this? What?
L.
L. Okay. There's your L. So what is Dani?
My judge.
All right. Dan is actually the word judge, to judge, or the judge. Now we have an extra yod there, so let me explain. The pink one here, you see the pink yod after the word aleph, the letters aleph and nun? This means I, ani. Ani lida, ani mora shelachem. I am lida, I am your teacher. Okay? Now, ani, look at the last letter of the word ani is the yod. It's inserted inside this word, so this means dan, and then e dani. Okay, this is dan. I. You don't want to say it that way, so this is my judge. Judge I L. So to make it smooth, you say my judge is God. Okay, beautiful. All right, so let's take a look at the other one. Can we read this?
Yoav.
This is Joab. Okay, what name of God is inserted in this word?
Av.
And we have the Yod and the Vav. And the Yod and the Vav also came from the Yod Hey Vav Hey tetragrammaton. Okay? This is Yod and that's the Vav. And you notice it's here. Okay? So it has something to do with Father and the Lord. Okay? So Yoav means the Lord is a father. Joab. Okay. What about this one? Aviel. I see two words here. Okay, from Av and
El.
And El from Elohim. And then we have that middle letter, Yod. Okay? What is that letter you're doing there? This is from the word ani. Oh, hello. This is from the word ani. You see the pink one there? So this av is father, and then the ani, I, father, I, God. Not very smooth. So it actually means what?
My father
is God. So Aviel means my father is God. Let's read this. This is an A vowel. Eliab. Very good. Oh, I see two things here again. The L from Elohim and Av from Father. Okay, so Roy, what do you think of this name? there is that yod in the middle of the word again. My God is a father. Eli Av. Okay? All right, so this one, let's see. Eli. Elisheva. Remember the Magnificat? Remember when Miriam met with Elizabeth, who is pregnant? Okay. I wasn't supposed to say Elizabeth. Elisheva. Okay. So that is the Hebrew name for Elizabeth. I don't know how they come up with Elizabeth in the New Testament. Elisheva. Okay, so, Roy, we see El again, right? Mm-hmm. From Elohim. Mm-hmm. And we see Sheva. We talked about this last time. Malchat Sheva. What is Malka?
King.
Queen.
Queen. What is Sheva? Shiva. Queen. The Queen of Shiva. All right. The same word. Sheva. Okay. Sheva means oath. Okay, this is where we get number 7, Sheva. So here we again see that little yod in the middle of the word. All right, it's from Ani. So Eli means
God.
Okay, and then oath. So Eli Sheva means my God is an oath. And ladies and gentlemen, that's Elizabeth, Elisheva. Okay? This is theophoric names. Names that have portion of God's name.
Can you say that again? What?
Elisheva?
No.
Theophoric.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
I don't know who took my writing pens. Where we get theology.
Okay.
Theophoric
name.
Levi
had a question too.
Yes, Levi.
Well, I think I answered my question, but because Lev is Lamed Bet, right? Mark Lev?
Yes.
So, but then it's not like, because Levi I know is joined to, but since it has a Bob and a U, I'm trying to figure out if there's another meaning to it.
It's
just joined to,
this
right?
Is it. Yeah, these are just two words. All right, who's ready to jump in to our lesson? Before that, I promise that we're going to review. What did we talk about last week? The nouns, the Hebrew nouns, and the Hebrew adjectives. Okay, we have the singular masculine, and then we have the singular feminine. We have the plural masculine, and then plural feminine. Now, the first word inside the box, far left, here. Sus. What is a sus?
Horse.
A male horse. A male horse. Okay. All right. Now, I want a lot of sus. Plural.
Susim.
All right. Now, there is a mare. How do we call it in Hebrew?
Susa.
And you can tell that there is this formula, the kamatz hey. This makes this feminine. Now, to make this plural, you add the im, you add the hirik, or the e vowel, and then the yod, and then the mem, so feet. All right? Now, when it comes to the feminine, you drop the hey to make it plural, Roy, and then you drop that vowel point, and you add the ot. The vav, the fallen vav, and then the tav. Ot. All right, so how do you read this? Okay, let's read this one. Bravo. Kol hakavod. Very good. Okay, you notice that the masculine singular does not have an ending. Sus does not have a suffix, okay? But the plural masculine has the im ending. The feminine singular has the kamatz he or the a ending. And then the masculine plural has the ot ending. So it's very easy to spot the masculine nouns, right? It does not have the im and the ot and the a, right? Okay. So we have some examples here. Let's read the one in pink. Ganim. Very good. Plural or singular?
Plural.
Masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
Because why? Because it has this im ending. Next word.
Shana.
And Shana is?
Year.
Very good. Right there. Okay, Shana. Now, you can easily spot the feminine words because it has the ah ending. All right. Now, the next word, please.
Ish.
What is ish in English?
Woman.
Man. And you can easily spot it. It is a masculine singular because it doesn't have an ending, right? Ish. Okay? Now, the next word. Chayot. Chayot. Okay. Now, masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
Why?
Because
it has the ending ot. Ot. So this is basically the Hebrew nouns. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and jump. Oops, there you go. Now, when you're describing the Hebrew noun, you have to match it with the Hebrew adjective, right? Remember that? So, let's see, make a little bit bigger. Yeah, look at those beautiful horses. Okay, so let's read this.
Sus.
What is sus?
Horse.
What is tov?
Good.
Okay, so we say horse good in Hebrew. It's backwards because we call it good horse. We say the adjective first. We describe the noun first. Now in Hebrew, no, you say the noun first and then the adjective. So this is sus tov, horse good. Okay? Now you notice sus is a masculine singular. It doesn't have any ending. And paired with an adjective that does not have any ending to. Because they have to match. Now, let's read this.
Tovim.
You notice that tov here becomes tovim. We need to match the number. Okay? Plural. Susim tovim. What's susim tovim?
Good horses.
Okay, let's read this.
Susa tova.
Very good. What is susa tova?
Good horse.
Mare is a female horse. Good mare. Okay? Good mare. And you notice tov becomes tova because susa is feminine. Okay, they have to match. Now, let's read this.
Tovot.
And this is the plural for susa. And so again, it has to match. And that's it. That's our review. Any question? Those who weren't here last.
So if it's a group with male and female,
very good question.
Plural masculine.
Very good question, Sheridan. Yes, if there is a bunch of female and male horses, you use the im. Okay? You use the ending im. Okay? They count the masculine because the women are second class citizens. Like when I say to you, Shalom Alechem, I did not say Alechen. Alechen is just for the women. Okay, Alechem is for just men and women. Okay, Alechen upon you, women. Alechem upon you, men. Alechem upon you all, mixed. co-ed. Okay? Alechem. All right.
Let's see. We're going to be talking about this. See, don't you like those pictures?
Yeah.
You learn faster, huh? All right. In Hebrew, there is no such thing as a, as an article a or an. Well, I keep losing my thing. Okay, no article a or an. No. But there is an article the, which is the definite article. Okay. I see a boy right here. One boy, a boy. But there is the boy. There is Roy, the boy, right here. Roy. Ha. Ha boy. Okay. Let's talk about article the. Okay. The article the is always attached to the noun. Okay? Remember this green word? Don't read this. What is this?
Sus.
It's because it's right here. Okay, sus. Sus, just the word sus is a horse. But when I add the ha, okay, the article ha, it becomes ha sus. And this is the formula. And this is your clue that this is an article the. Because the next letter, the next consonant, will have a dagesh. Yes, Roy, your favorite dagesh. Yes, see that? Ha, sus. Okay, what is boy in Hebrew?
Ben.
Ben. Ben David, Ben Yamin, Ben Yehuda, all right? Ben Yishai, Ben Bituel. Okay, Ben, son. Now, okay, Ben, Beth, and Nun is just a boy. But if I add the ha, ha, it becomes ha Ben, it becomes the boy, the special one. And you see the formula right here. You see that the gesh goes to the second letter of the word. So Hasus, the horse. Haben, the son. Got it? Say yes.
Yes. So does that make it a strong Dagesh forte?
Correct.
And it doubles the consonant?
Correct. Okay. You see two B's?
Yes.
Very good question. Very good observation. Bonnie? Okay. It doubles the stomach. It doubles the bit. This is not just a Begad Kefat, Roy. This is a Dagesh forte. This is the strong dagesh. You see, it doubles. Okay.
So you would have to listen to how they're saying it to determine they're talking boy or son. Since Ben is son.
Correct. Boy. Correct.
So in context.
Oh, did I say boy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Son. Boy is Yeled.
Okay.
Forgive me.
That's what I was like.
Okay, sorry. Good catch. Ben is son. The son. I'm saying the boy. Because I don't have a boy. I only have girls. Okay. You see, read it. Sus is horse or a horse. Ha sus is the horse. Definite. Not just this horse, the horse. Yes, the red horse. Very definite. Okay, here is, read it.
Ben
is a son or a son. Now, ha ben is
a son.
Haben. Very good. So let's take a look at this. I want you to read this word.
Kohav.
Kohav. Kohav is
a star.
It is not definite because it does not have the ha attached to it. Okay? It's just a star. Just a falling star. Okay? Let's read this.
Ha
kokav. This is kokav. This is ha kokav.
So what is Hakokav?
The star.
This one?
Yes.
The star, the star. Dancing in the night. Is that the one? The song? Okay, so you got it? Now, you see what happens here. Begad kepat letter. It starts the word, so you have to have the dot. And this is a weak dagesh.
Okay.
Weak dagesh. Now, when you add the ha, the article ha, look, this becomes a strong dagesh. Okay, this is a strong dagesh. Ha kokav. All right, so let's read this.
Makom.
What is makom?
A place.
Okay, a place. Now, let's read this.
Hamakom.
What is the hamakom?
The place.
Okay, so you notice we apply the rules, okay? We put the dagesh on the mem. Okay, see, originally it doesn't have a dagesh, a dot. When you add the hey, you have to have that dagesh. Hamakom. Is it working?
Yeah.
It's clicking.
So you would syllabify that ham.
Ham, correct. Hamakom. The two M's will be divided. All right. So we're moving on, people. Okay.
Pe.
The A sound. Okay, is it definite? No, it's just a pe. It's just a mouth. Oh, look at the next word. Hape. Is Roy, is that a strong dagesh now?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a strong dagesh. And what is hape?
The mouth.
The big mouth. Okay. So, next word. Ready?
Yom.
What is yom?
Day.
That's just another day. But, look at this. That's the day. All right, the Independence Day. That day. Okay, so look at the yod here. There's no dagesh, but we apply the rules. You add the dagesh, so you'll know that that is an article hey added to the word to make it definite. All right. There's exception to the rules. And remember, this is when my husband, Mark, just said, no way I'm going to learn that. There's always exception to the rules. Okay, you notice we talk about the dagesh being added to the next letter. Okay? There are some letters that doesn't want the dagesh. They say, no! Don't put that dagesh on me! And one of those letters is the yod. See? Look at this. Okay, it takes... But you know what? Sometimes the mem doesn't want to take the dagesh either. So I'm going to write something on the board. Okay, I hope you guys got this before I erase it. Okay. Okay, can you read this? Skinem levy. Okay, this means that the letters samet, the letter kuf, the letter nun, that is, I just put it there to make it sound better. Okay, skin, we're not counting that. The letter mem, the letter lamed, the letter, okay, should be here. The letter It's not vav. It's the letter bet. And then the letter yud. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven letters. Sometimes they don't want to take that dagesh. Okay? Skidam levi. See here? Okay? Those two letters are in skinim levi. The mem and the yod. So, let's take a look here. Let's read the first word on the right. Hayeladim. Very good. Who said that? Eric. Very good. Hayeladim. You notice that it does not take the dagesh because it is a skinem levi letter. Okay. Let's read this. Yeladim. Yeladim. Yeladim is just... Yeladim means boys.
That's right.
Okay. Hayeladim now is?
The
boys. All right. So let's read this next one. Leviim. Leviim. Levites. He is a Levi. He is Levi from the Levites. Leviim. You notice that when it's when the ha is added to it, it does not take the dagesh because it is skenem levi. Lamed. It breaks the rule. So let's read this. Haleviim. Very good. Now let's read this one first.
Yes. Which one?
Don't hesitate, just say it.
Yamod.
Yesod.
Yesod. This is a summit. Yesod. Yesod. Now, Yesod is foundation. Okay, so Yesod is just a foundation. When you add the article the, it becomes the foundation. Hayesod. Okay, who took Hayesod class here? Jerry did. Okay, it's by Fruit of Zion. Yeah, Fruit of Zion?
Uh-huh.
That's right. Okay, so this is Hayesod. Okay, so you notice that it breaks the rule also because this is a skinem levi letter. Yod, it doesn't want to take the dagesh. Okay, so let's read it again. Hayesod. Hayesod. Now, next word, let's read this first. Meraglim. Meraglim. From the root word is regel. Foot. Okay? Foot. I think meraglim are spies. Spies. Okay? Now, look. When you add the article ha, article the in Hebrew, it becomes Hameraglim. Hameraglim. Okay, the mem does not take the dagesh because it is a skinem levi letter. Did it make it worse? It was okay earlier. But now, let's see. Let's take this. Let's read.
Sustov.
What is sustov?
Good horse.
Good horse. Now, if I want to say sustov is a good horse, when I want to say the good horse, you need to put the article hey on both. Ha sus hatov. The good horse. Yeah, the good horse. Ha sus hatov. Make sure both of those article hays are attached to the words, both noun and adjective. If I remove this and I just say sus hatov, it changes the meaning.
Mm.
It becomes
a complete sentence. It becomes, the horse is good.
The horse is good.
Okay? But if they both have the article ha, it means just the good horse. It's not a sentence. Okay? If it becomes imbalance, okay? Let's say this is a positive, this is a negative. Okay? Positive, negative becomes a complete sentence. Sus hato. A good horse. I mean, the horse is good. Yes.
Problem, this one is not an exception. You know.
Right.
The what?
Samek.
Yeah, Samek.
Samek gets the dagesh.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
If you take the ha off of tov, what, how does it change the reading, the definition?
Hasus tov?
Yeah.
Same thing. The horse is good. Okay, it's plus and minus, okay?
Okay.
Plus and minus. Okay, so hasus. Hasus. Okay, tov. This is minus, and this is a plus. Plus and minus equals full sentence. We are going to learn this, I think that's chapter, I think it's chapter 7, or, oh no, chapter 8.
Okay? Next week.
Yes, next week. So make sure when you see two words, one does not have the ha and one has the ha. Ah, complete sentence. Okay, it doesn't matter which one has the ha. Who caught the samek? Helen, thank you.
Oh.
I was just testing you guys.
So my good student, huh?
Yeah. Very good. Okay. So let's take this quiz. Let's read the first one. Habehema. Remember, this is a vocal Sheba because it has a dagesh. Okay, remember the rule last 2 weeks ago? Habehema. Hate. Ho.
Ra.
Okay. Tahor. Tay, hey, and resh. Tahor means pure or clean. Behema, animals. Okay, it says right here. Oh, right there.
So, like kosher?
Kosher, very good. So now, it gives us the answer number two. So it says the clean animal. Why? Because both of those words have the ha prefix. Habehema, habehema ha tehora. Okay, so next line, ready? Behema tehora. Okay, feminine or masculine?
Feminine.
Feminine. Why is it feminine? Because of the ending ha. Very good. Now, what is the answer? Is it the straight path? The clean animal? Oh, that's taken already. Or is it a clean animal?
Three. Not a straight path.
Straight path.
Straight
path.
Number four.
Number three.
Number
one.
It's not
straight.
It's number four.
Three.
Behemah tehora. Behemah tehora does not have the ha. So this is not definite. So what is the answer? Number three. Clean animals. Remember, this is the clean animal. Okay, that's number two.
Oh my gosh.
So this is a clean animal. Next line, ready?
Derek.
Segol, segol.
Derek.
Very good. Derek.
Yeshara.
Okay. You notice that. What do you notice here? Derek Yeshara. What do you notice? This is
balanced.
It's imbalanced. In what way? Not as a sentence, but...
The first word doesn't have a masculine or feminine ending.
Yeah, Derek, looks like it's masculine, but look at the adjective. It has the A ending, so this is the exception to the rule again. Remember the Evan last time and the gagot, okay? Instead of gagim, it's gagot. All right, so that's one of them. Derek Yeshara. Derek is a path or a way. Yeshar is straight. So we'll be thinking that Derek Yeshar, because Yeshar is kind of masculine, you know, masculine adjective. But no, Derek is feminine. That's why it's being described as a feminine adjective.
So it's a feminine singular?
Yes, it's feminine singular. Now, let's read this. Ir. What is ir? Not this.
City.
And the plural of ir is?
Arim.
Okay. But the thing is, they are actually feminine. Instead of arot, it's arim. Okay, so I shouldn't have gone there. Okay, it's gonna confuse you.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
That thing you just showed, isn't that connected to Gomorrah?
Gaza?
No, the.
God, Ayin?
Yeah, the Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just the city.
Ear? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's right. Okay, so let's go back here. So, Behema Tehora is a clean animal. Deret Yeshara is what?
Straight.
What number?
Four.
Number four. Now, let's read this.
Hayeshara.
You notice that the yod does not take the dagesh because it's part of the skin and levy. Okay, right here. See, right here, it has the dagesh of the first, the second letter. All right, so this one is breaking the rule. So what is haderek hayeshara?
The straight path.
It is definite. Definite. Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. So ha-shamayim is definite, ha-aretz is definite because of the definite article the. Okay, let's read the first line.
Yafe.
It's the S sound. Yafe. Right here. Gan is garden. Yafe is beautiful. Do you see article the in these words?
No.
So this is not definite. So this is just a beautiful garden. Just a beautiful garden. By the way, Yafe, you remember the place in near the Mediterranean? It's called Joppa. It's Yafo in Hebrew, but in the Bible, in the New Testament, it's Joppa, or in the book of Jonah, Joppa. Yafe or Yafo means beautiful. If you go to Israel and you go to Yafo, just like La Jolla.
It's right next to Tel Aviv.
Yes, it's so beautiful. You see a lot of people, you know, doing the parasailing, there you go. Yeah, surfing, beautiful. Okay, so next line, ready?
Yeah.
Sego, sego.
Yeled.
Katon. Yeled, katon. What is yeled? That's the boy.
The boy.
Katon.
Small.
So then how do you say child?
Yeled.
And children is yeladim.
Children, yeladim.
So, okay. So
yeah, interchangeable. Yeah. Children can also be called taf, T-A-F, taf. But that is modern Hebrew. So yeled katon, is it definite?
No. No.
No. Why is it not definite?
No
ha. No ha. Okay. Now the next line, let's read. Hakaton. Look at the kuf here. It's taking the dagesh, but this is skin and levy. Sometimes it does not take the dagesh. Sometimes it does. Exception to the exception of the exception. Okay. So is this a definite? Definite?
Yes.
That's the small boy. Hayeled Hakaton. Okay, let's read this. Hagan. Hayafe.
Wow.
Is that definite?
Yes.
Yes. Because both words have the ha. Look at the yod. Remember that skin and levy. But it's taking the dagesh. So I'm telling you, these are problematic. But you know what? This is just for reading purposes. Okay? Remember, when I read the newspaper and I'm reading an Israeli newspaper, there's nothing. There's no points. There's no nothing. No dagesh. No vowel points. Okay? So this is just for the sake of reading. Okay. And to confuse us. Okay, let's read. This is a beautiful passage. The very first.
Bereshit.
Bereshit.
Bara.
Elohim.
Est. Hashamayim.
Hashamayim.
Ha-aretz.
Very good. Ha-aretz. Now, you notice that there are two words that are definite. What are the definite?
Et and re'et.
Definite words?
Ha-shamayim.
The heavens.
Ha-aretz.
The earth. Very good. So you put in the beginning God, which is Elohim, created the heavens and the, which is the earth. The and the right there. And so what in the world is Et doing there? What is Et, by the way? Et. And then another Et. And this one has a V. All right. Et is a direct, definite object marker. Okay, can I say that again?
Yes, please.
Direct, definite object marker. When you're reading your Tanakh and you say, and you see the word et, haha, see that? You see et. Sometimes it's this one with the makep there, sometimes it's on its own. Okay, et. When you see that, the next word is definite. Like what we saw earlier. You see here? Et.
Ha.
Ha, shamayim. Okay. After the et, the next word is definite. What did God create? The heavens. This is definite. And it is being pointed by et. This is a direct, definite object marker. And there's another et here. What other thing did God create? The earth. That's why there's et right here. Now the vav here is the conjunction and. Now you will see this a lot, all over. Now, sometimes you see it at the beginning of the letter as this, sometimes this, sometimes this. V, V, U. V, V, U. Okay? And we will talk about that if we have time. Ay, ay, ay. I need to let you go. 10 minutes. It is already 7:39. So let's take a break.
then we will come back here. Hard?
Yes.
Hard? Sorry.
But you're making it so easy.
It's hard in the book.
It's so confusing for the book.
Oh. Yeah, I was really lost.
I love but your... Yeah.
I love that. The skin and belly is not there.
No, but it makes sense, though, like the begin kapat.
But when you explain it, it's much more easier.
That's why people who will just buy a book and say, oh, I'm going to learn Hebrew. Okay, good luck.
Where were you going?
Where are you going?
The valley.
I remember the accent and crown.
The valley of the shadow of death.
Well, it's only for about 5.5 hours, so it's like east of LA.
It's not even a simplification.
Oh, yes. It's dangerous.
I had a question. What the test? Do you want us to scan it and send it back to you, or do you want a paper copy and survive
it? It doesn't matter.
So, either on the stone.
Yeah. I just didn't know.
So, Yal, is that Yal there?
What?
Yal.
This is silent.
Al. So, that means upon. Ha. Upon upon the stone. So it's separating like to the temple. So that's the way I understand it. Instead of making it part of the word, it's saying it's like a directive, like pointing towards.
So maybe from as far as to on the word, right? Together with the
So that's six. I didn't get to six. That's why. So,
also, I find that sometimes it's called ba, sometimes it's called ba, even though there's no dot.
I know. Well, sometimes, when it's written in English, like the it has the little.
This difference between the sheen and the thin,
but it's different because the English will have strokes under, marks above, like the half moon.
It's much more better.
I only got, I finished 7 and then I started 5 and I almost got through the end of 5, so I didn't even get into 6. But I was getting confused. Because it's not just the H A, then it changes to H E, I think. And I'm thinking like, so now I have to understand and she'll get to that.
Or one word to have 7 also has the word house.
And then sometimes
just
Hashtayim is the header process. But Hashtayim also means fire and water, which is plasma. Fire and water. And then the Ab also has a name that's a lot of fire.
But there's this word all over the then when he says, I am the that's got to be what is the direct? It's always that's a little difficult thing.
About the definiteness of words, how definite the words are. Okay, we just learned that if there is a ha, the article, okay, attached to the word, to a noun, it becomes definite. So let's read this.
Habayit.
Habayit. Okay, so habayit, what is bayit?
House.
House, and ha is the. So this is not just a house, it's the house. Okay, so it's definite. Roy, it's definite. So now let's see. Let's read this.
Bayit.
Bay.
Bayit. Ha-ish.
Bayit ha-ish. Bayit ha-ish. House of
the woman.
Man.
The house of the man. Or the man's house. Is it definite?
Yes.
Okay. It's the man's house. That's definite. All right. Now, what about this?
Beiti.
Beiti. Beiti. Beiti is house.
Beiti is my house. Like Eli, my God. Beiti, my house. Susi, my horse. Okay. Muri, my teacher. The E at the end, the pronominal suffix E is shows possessive on the first person. My house. Is it definite? Absolutely. It's my house. Not Bob's house. It's my house, man. Okay. Next word. David. Is David definite?
No.
Yes.
Yes. All proper nouns. All proper nouns are definite. Levi, Eric, Dwight, Mary, Connie, Evelyn, Roy, Helen. Definite. So, when you are looking at a sentence and you see a name like David, I bet you, before David, you will see the word et. Et David. Okay, let's see. What's her name? Abigail. Abigail. Avi, what is Avi?
My father.
Gail.
Joy.
In English, it's Abigail. Okay? But in Hebrew, it's Abigail. My father is Joy. Abigail. Ohevet. Et. David. Okay? Abigail loves. Who does she love? Et David. Okay, so whenever you see a proper noun in a sentence, you will see et. Okay, ani ohevet Roy. Et Roy. Ani ohevet. I love Roy. David. Okay. Now, if Roy wants to say, "I love Lida," he would say, "I ani ohev." Ani ohev. Because you are masculine, singular. Ani ohev. And then Evelyn will say, ani ohevet. Now everybody will say, ani ohavim. I mean, anak nu ohavim. We love. Okay? But that's going to be next. See how exciting it is? So these are the forms of definiteness of words. Habayit, beiti, beit ha'ish, David. Okay? These are definite words. Okay, so let's see if we can do this. Okay, let's read this. Car.
Car.
Car. Car. Sefer. Sefer. Okay, in English, car u is a, this is the verb. Okay, karu, they read. They read. This is past tense. They read. What did they read?
A letter.
Just a letter. Just a letter. A letter or a book. So you do not see et. You do not see. You do not say karu et sefer. No, because sefer is not definite. It doesn't have a ha in the beginning. Okay, it does not have a pronominal suffix e. Safri means my book or my letter. Okay, so now let's read the next line.
Pats.
Pa.
Pa.
Pate. Pate. Ka. Oh, there's et.
Et.
Oh, guess what? The next word is definite. Why is it definite? Because? Because there's a ha. Okay? Ha. Delet. Okay? Pateha et hadelet. Pateha is actually a complete sentence. It means she opened. What did she open? The door. That's why there's an et. Okay? Patakha et hadelet. Delet.
Dalet.
Dalet. The letter dalet is actually a picture of a door. Delet is a door. Okay? Patecha et hadelet. So there's your et. It's pointing to the definite word. Definite word. Hadelet. Okay, let's read the next one. Chalamnu. Chalom. Chalamnu. Chalom. What is chalom?
Chalom.
Dream. The word chalamnu is a complete sentence already. Chalamnu is we dreamed. Now in this case, we dreamed what? Just a dream. Chalom. We did not say chalamnu ha-chalom. It's just a dream. Chalamnu chalom. We dreamed a dream. All right, sounds like a song. I dream a dream. Da-da-da-da. Les Miserables. Okay. Let's take a look at this one. Ready? Let's read.
Natan.
That is the very word in the name Netanyahu, remember? Natan.
Et.
What's that?
Sekara.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's talk about this. Why is there an et there? Is this a definite word?
Yes.
Yes. What is sekara? Here. Her reward. Sekara is sakar, is where you get the word Issachar or Issachar. One of the sons of Jacob. Okay, Issachar. It means wages or reward. Okay? So, Natan is a full sentence in itself. Natan, he gave. What did he give? Et. Sekara. Okay? Sekara means her reward. It's because it shows possession. It's her reward. Not just a reward, her reward. Okay, let's read this one. Lekatem. Arim. Lekatem arim. So it means you captured cities. Do we have to put et here?
No.
Because arim does not have the article the. Article ha. It's just cities. Okay. Let's read this.
Pakad.
Moshe. Who is Moshe?
Moses.
Is Moses definite?
Yes.
Okay, the word pakad, again, is already a complete sentence. Pakad means he visited. He visited. So, he visited
Moshe.
At Moshe. Because Moshe is definite, remember?
So we don't use.
That's why we need to put et right in the. That's why there's a gap right here. It's tricking you. We don't need to put et because arim is not definite. This time Moshe, Moses is definite. So we need to put et. Okay? Pakad et Moshe. Is et okay? You're understanding et?
Maybe.
Don't say that. All right. So what I'm going to do...
It seems redundant.
I know. All right, so let's take a look here. Where did I... Okay, I think I stopped right here. So now we know what et is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is just a bunch of reading. Okay, so I'm going to do this. All right, so let's go back to article ha. Or article the. Let's see. And Levi. I think it's this.
What are you looking for?
Read the passage in blue.
In blue?
Uh-huh.
The English one?
Yes.
Oh.
And I created the great sea monsters.
Stop right there.
Oh, yeah. This is a great one.
Ha pa ni nim. The great monsters. Ha, Pastor Levi and I were talking about, actually he pointed this out to me. He said in the book of Exodus, when Aaron was asked to cast his rod on the Moses. Ground, or Moses, right. It became a what? A what? A snake? No.
No.
Taninim. This, it's not nachash. Nachash is serpent. Or snake. But in Exodus it says tani.
When God first told him to do it at the burning bush, what was it? Was it nachash at the burning bush?
Burning bush?
When God said throw your rod down
when
the burning
he first
bush.
Tells him. Moses saying, oh, they're not going to believe me. Hey, take your staff. What do you got in your hand? A staff. Throw it down. It became a snake.
I did not bring my tanach.
There is a snake there.
Is it nachash?
In Egypt, it's a sea monster.
Is it nachash?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, very good. So anyway, yeah, it's Taninim. It's a great sea monster that became. Yeah, it's really something it's interesting really, to look at.
It's the translation looks like a dragon. It's a like
Leviathan.
Tan in the word Leviathan. Tan Taninim.
Like
It's funny because in other Bible versions it says whale, sea monsters, whale. No, it's Taninim. Anyway, so there we go. We are going back to the article. Huh? Okay. Remember, this is the formula. The hey, and then the patak, and then the dot on the next letter, right? That's your clue that this is a article the. However, like the Skinnim Levy, these are the letters that does not that do not want to take the dagesh. Because they are what? Gutturals. The chet, the aleph, the ayin, the hey, and the resh. The guttural families. Family. And so, what's going to happen? There's going to be a compensation. You see, when the article the, ha, is attached to a word, and the word starts with a guttural, look what happens. You cannot put a dot on the aleph. Right here. Okay. So, because you cannot put a dagesh there, instead of a patak, you use the mats, the a vowel instead of the short a vowel. Okay? See, this is our come on. Our formula, remember?
So it's because the aleph is a guttural.
Correct. And then you have to make the vowel point under the ha. Instead of this, it's going to be this. Okay, you see the example?
Oh, okay.
You see the example here?
Okay, instead.
Okay, we cannot put the dagesh here.
So you okay. Change that to.
And so, let's read this word in blue. Ready? No, don't read this.
Acher.
Okay. The S sound. And then we put ha, because this is a guttural, you do not follow the rule. Instead of this, you use the kamatz. You see that?
But the pronunciation is the same.
It's the same. Acher. Acher means another. Okay? Now, resh is also a guttural. Sometimes it works, looks like not guttural, but sometimes it's a guttural. Let's read this.
Russia.
Very good. Russia. Russia is trouble. Okay. Trouble or something. Okay, and then look at this. Instead of you seeing this, it is a kamatz because the next letter is a guttural. Harasha, the trouble or the, trouble or bad things. Okay, so look at the first word. Let's read.
Regel.
It's a regel?
Foot.
A foot. One foot is a regel. Raglayim. 2 feet. Okay. So you notice that it doesn't use the kamatz. You know, our formula with the dot on the next letter. Because resh is a guttural. So a regel. Now, the next word, please read.
M.
M starts with a guttural, right?
Yes.
When we add the definite article ha, what do I use? The chamatz. So this becomes what?
Ha-M.
The mother. M is mother. Abba is father or daddy. M is mother, but they call, you know, for mommy it's ima. I love my ima. I love my mother. Okay. So, next word, please read.
Eben.
Eben. And it starts with a guttural, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I add the article ha, I use this. It's like this one. Ha Eben. What is Eben?
Stone.
Stone. The stone. Let's read the next word, the last one.
Rosh.
Rosh is what?
Head.
And that is a guttural, so we say harosh, the head. Harosh, or the leader, or the apex of the mountain. Rosh. All right.
Nahash.
There's the nahash. let's see. Let's try reading this. Okay. Vayomer. El. Ha-isha. Very good. Look at ha-isha. It starts with a ha. Is it definite?
Yes.
Of course. However, it is not following the rule. Instead of this, it's the kamatz because the next letter is a guttural. Vayomer el ha'isha. Ready? Next word. Af. Ki. Amar. Okay. What is this red word?
Elohim.
What is Elohim?
God.
Now I want you to practice when you see these. Automatically, you do not have to say Elohim. Okay. When you see this, oh, that's Elohim, that's God. Okay. Oh, that's Elohim. Hey, Elohim. Okay. So Elohim, just memorize that. Ah. Okay. Next word.
Lo.
Lo. Tochlu. Okay. Mikol. Etz. Tree.
Hagan.
Look at the word hagan. It's following the rule. You know? Because it is the patach. Okay, and then the next letter has the gesh. Okay, hagan. What is hagan?
The garden.
The garden. What is ha'isha?
The woman.
Ha'isha is definite. Hagan is definite because of the article da. Okay. Vayomer, and he said, El is, this is not El, God. No, this is a preposition to. Okay, and he said to the woman. Afki. Af is really? Okay. Ki amar. That he said. Really? That he said. God. Lo. No. Lo is no. Okay. Tochlu. You shall eat. Mikol. From all, etz, tree, the garden. Yeah, it's weird, huh? But that's literally how what it says. But we have to make it smoother in English. And he said to the woman, did God really say you shall not eat from any tree of the garden? That's the Nahash right there. All right.
Is that the question mark of 2000?
These are called the Sof Pasuk. Sof Pasuk is the period in Hebrew that ends the sentence. So those two dots means it's a period. Ending. Okay, next sentence. Okay, that's the end. Two dots. And two diamonds. Is that it?
So it's not a question then?
It's not a question. The question in Hebrew starts at the very first word of the sentence. In English, we have the question mark at the end. Okay. So everything is backwards. Okay. So now, here comes another rule. We understand that we do not use this pointing, okay, under the ha, under the he, when the next letter is a guttural. Is I in a guttural?
Yes.
Definitely. So, there we go. It follows the other rule. Okay, let's read this.
Ayin.
What is ayin?
I.
Ayin, I. Very easy to remember. Ayin, I. Ayin, the I. What about this? Ha'ola. Ha'ola. See? Because this is a guttural, the pointing is a kamatz. What is ola? Ola. Ola. Ola is, that is where we get the word aliyah. Aliyah to Israel. I'm going to aliyah to Israel. I'm going to go up. Ola is a burnt offering. Burnt offering. Why is it ola? Because the smoke goes up. Everything that goes up is Allah. Ola. Alai, you know, aliyah. Okay? Ha ola, the burnt offering.
Is it aliyah or
aliyah? Aliyah. Is from, let's see.
To go up.
Okay, so that is actually the very root word. Ayin, lamed, and hey. These are the root words to go up. Okay, so let's go now.
Oh, boy.
Na, 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 na.
What?
When the next letter, when the first letter of the word is a guttural with the kamatz, okay, like this, the article ha becomes the article he. Hey. So let's read the blue. The blue is avon. You do not say ha avon. You change this to segol. He avon. Let's read this. Asar. You see the
asar.
You see the deduction, the reduction from kamatz, because you do not want, you know, three kamatzes there. But that's the rule. When the next letter has a kamatz underneath, the article ha becomes he. But don't worry. This is just for you to know. Okay, and here we are again. Let's take the first one.
He-anan.
Okay, you do not say ha-anan because the ayin, the first letter has the hamatz. So you reduce this to segol.
He-anan.
What about the next word?
Etz.
It's. I want to say the tree. Ha-etz. What form of particle the will I use? Is it the one with this? Or is it the one with this? The kamatz. Very good. Ha-etz. Not. We're not going to use this form because the ayin does not have the kamatz underneath. It has the segol. It has the tseret. Okay, so that is ha-etz. Now, next word. Let's read. Afar. Afar. Now, what article hey should I use with the kamatz, with the kamatz, with the patak, or with the segol?
Segol.
You see?
Yeah.
Okay, because that has a kamatz underneath. Okay, you guys are getting it. All right. Okay, next one. Let's read.
Ear.
What is ear?
City.
Am I going to be using this one here?
No.
What about this?
No.
We use this.
Yes.
Yeah, because this is a guttural and it doesn't have a kamatz underneath it. Did you guys get all of those things? Of course not. You will lay down in bed and like, what did I just say? Okay. So we learned about the et. We learned about the article the. Okay, so now we're going to be learning about the conjunction. Conjunction. Is that conjunction? Conjunctions. All right, so... Okay. Can anyone please read this?
Bekatal.
Okay. Bekatal is a past tense. It's already a complete sentence. And he shall kill. Not murder a person, but kill a chicken, maybe. Bekatal. It's a future tense. And he will kill or he shall kill. You notice that this is the word, the conjunction and, okay? All right. Can we read this? Ketal tem. Ketal tem. Ketal tem. All right. So now, ketal tem means, and you shut. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Ketal tem means. He killed. Oh, hold on. You boys, you killed. You killed the chicken. You three boys, you killed the chicken. Get out then. Okay? You killed. Now, if I add this, the, okay, it becomes the ketaltem, right? Okay? But that is not allowed. You are not allowed to have two shavas. Consecutively like this. So this is going to change to uchtaltem. Remember? The conjunction and can be v or ve or u. I just showed you the ve. Vekatal is right here. Now it's uchtaltem. And you shall kill. Okay? Uchtaltem means and you shall kill. Ketaltem means You killed. Okay, don't worry about the meaning right now. Okay. Remember the forms of the conjunction end. We have this, we have the U, and we have the V. Now, let's say we have the word. Let's read.
Yehuda.
Who is Yehuda?
Judah.
When I want to say in Judah, I am not going to use the U. I am not going to use the Ve. I will use the V. Okay? V. And then I'll drop the Sheva. It becomes Vihuda. Okay? That is the rule. If the word starts with the yod, and with the Sheva underneath it, and you add the conjunction and you drop this Sheva at the Hirik, and it says Vihuda. It's in your book.
Okay.
And that with that word name.
Yes. Vihuda is in I think so. Now another word which is very familiar is this. I don't remember the pointing. Yerushalayim. Okay, it's just like here. Yehuda. Let me put this higher. Okay. Yehuda. Yerushalayim. I want to say and Jerusalem. So, just like what I did with Yehuda, I drop the Sheva, I add the V. V-Rushalayim. And Jerusalem. And Judah. And he will kill, oh, that's right, Zbekata. And he will kill, and you will kill.
It ends in
Eve,
doesn't it?
This?
What does that end? Yeah.
This is Tav.
Oh,
Tem. This is a segol. Uktal Tem. Okay. The reason why I'm using katal, kuf, tape, and lamed, because we are going to be talking about this word for a long time in the next sessions. Katal. Okay. We have 5 minutes. Do you have any questions? I know your brains are all... Okay, and there's more. Look at this. We're back to the patach. Okay, so if it is followed, if the hay is followed by another, by a gutteral, like this one, it follows the rule. But again, the hay, this hay, the next letter, cannot take the dagesh. Okay. We talked about this earlier. Can we please read that word, this word?
He.
Because there's only one marking. He. He is she in English. Okay? And who is he? And it is spelled like this. who. That's who, and this is he. Okay, so let's read the word.
Hahi.
Hahi. How? What? Then what it is in English then?
And she. The.
Just literally. The she. Okay. It's very definite. The she. Sometimes it is referring to a thing, to a inanimate object. This. Okay. The this. This is Hebrew. Okay, so another one that is following the rules, okay, when it is followed by another guttural, cannot take the dagesh, but following the right form, the original. Let's read this.
Homa.
Very good. What is homa? On your walls, O Jerusalem. Homa, wall. Homot. Remember? Homot, plural for Homa. Okay. Did I even talk about... Oh, my goodness. I didn't even talk about this. The prepositions. Okay. So, we learned about the V and the V and the U. Okay, that's the conjunction. And we're going to be talking about prepositions in 5 minutes. Okay. Okay, on the screen, you see 3 popular prepositions in Hebrew. The be, okay, be. This means a preposition in, with, by, or among. The very first word in the Tanakh, be, reshit, in the beginning. Be, reshit, in. There you go, the very first letter in the whole Tanakh. Okay, and then the
ke.
This is be, and then this is ke. This means like, as, or according to. Okay. Le is preposition to, for, or belonging to. Okay, so when you say ke kokav. Kokav is?
Star.
If I say kekokav, what am I talking about?
Like a star.
Le David.
For
David or to David or belonging to David. You're getting it. 3 minutes.
Ask me tomorrow.
Okay. So, and then I have to teach tomorrow for 2 hours again, you guys. All right. Here, now we attach these prepositions to a word. Now, the first word that we are talking about is, let's read in blue.
Megala.
Migdal. Okay. Ba is the preposition
in.
So, migdal is... it's just a. It's not definite. It's just a tower. Okay. So, in a tower, Bemigdal. Okay. Who is in the tower? Okay. Who is in the tower? Me Bemigdal. Me is who? Okay. Me Bemigdal. Ah, David Bemigdal. Nakon. Okay. All right. So let's read this one. Same word. Kemigdal. And ke is like, right? Okay. The preposition like. So when we say kemigdal is like a tower. Okay? Now, what about the next word?
Lemigdal.
Lemigdal means?
To a tower.
Like in a tower, like a tower, to a tower. So you just change the word, the noun. And create it. I mean, and understand it in English. Okay, so let's say, in heaven. What is heaven in Hebrew?
Shamayim.
In heaven would be?
Be-shamayim.
Okay. our Father who art in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven. Avinu ve shamayim. Okay, she ba shamayim. Who is she? Okay. Avinu she ba shamayim. Our Father who art in heaven. Okay. Be shamayim. Okay. What about like heaven? Ke shamayim. To heaven. Very good. So just use other words and use these ones. Okay, so let's read the first word.
Bemishpat.
From the word shapat. Shapat means
justice.
Sentence or justice. This is where we get the name Yehoshaphat. Yeho Yoheh Vavheh Shapat, judge, and the Lord judge. That's the meaning of the name Jehoshaphat. Jumping Jehoshaphat. Okay. So, Bemishpat, the B is a preposition. Remember, it can be in, it can be with, it can be in, with, what's the other one?
By
or at. So, this one, Bemishpat, is with justice. Okay, so let's read this one.
Okay.
What is mayim?
Water.
Okay, what is ke? Like.
So, water.
Like water. Ke mayim. Okay, so the next word? Beshaar. Sha'ar is gate. Gate. So Beshaar is in English?
In a gate.
In a gate. There we go. Let's read.
Le David.
Le David. What is Le? To. What is David? Okay, Le David is to David. Mishmor Le David Hashem Ro'i Lo Exar. Mishmor Le David. The Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Okay, Le David. Okay, so now we are not going here because we are past our time. Next week, we are going to combine the prepositions with the article ha, to the, like the, in the. All right? Because you see the ha here? Ta-da! It becomes this. It becomes like the, I mean, to the, like the, in the. Are you excited yet? That's what we're going to talk about next week. I am going to email you homework. Those of you who want to take the exam, I have emailed the exam. And it's due on the 13th. And let's all stand up and be very, very proud. Why are you... Be very, very proud because you know more. You know a lot more than your neighbor. Your neighbor does not know Bigdal. Your neighbor does not know Shamayim. Okay. And then now you know a lot about the names, the theophoric names, right? That's really beautiful. Okay, so let me ask Eric, can you close us in prayer? Okay, let's pray.
Thank you, Lord, for this important, these lessons.
Yes.
Bring us home safely tonight. Yes. And hopefully we all make it here next week. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, rest your brains.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Planet Earth. Is it,
you were showing me that planet Earth.
Maybe one, maybe three, so that might be like if you were
actually.
Yes. Is the only one like it.
Correct.
Like if you
the
so the Earth, like the only person with the life.
Exactly. Yes. It makes the difference. Yes, that's what we need to learn.
Skin of Levi.
And there's another one, Moses and the dog.
Oh, yeah. But,
Moshe and the Doug, but pointing out how the letters of God are in the name is interesting because I never taught that. And so even
three different focus points,
even every Hebrew name,
are you doing them from in order?
It doesn't matter.
But even now, the thing you're saying, because so that's what I was asking you, because Levi Lamer, there, but I never caught that, and a lot of them have that. They have, like you pointed, there's things I've got. It's just, your recording's still going.
Sorry.